holding almost Chodesh Zeh Lachem. We're holding mamish like Klal Yisrael. Chodesh Zeh Lachem. Now, the Navardigas say like this. You ever see this guy with a telescope looking up to the sky? You know, there, gray goose. Gray goose. It's a full gray goose. We're expecting the other to get to work. Smirnoff, I'll get the chevra here. Strupkov. So, what was I saying? So
the Vardikers.
The Vardikers. Yeah. So Erev Pesach. What's Erev Pesach all about? What's Erev Pesach? Everybody's going around nervous. Running here, doing this, doing that. It's mitzvahs. It's gevaldik. Navadik, the main thing is, how is the Tas issue coming along? Erev Pesach. That's Erev Pesach. What's the Tas? You know what they do for 4 weeks? They from after Purim, the Pesach, you gotta do tshuva, don't worry. After Purim to Pesach, they go and to a quiet place, that's okay, thank you. In a winter resort area. And they sit for 4 weeks and they take each other apart and celebrate. You know what's interesting? They do take each other apart. It's not so bad if you're, I don't know, but it could be as much as a gefelach when you're getting involved in your negative self, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking to work on it so it doesn't bother you. If you have a whole campaign that you're good, and then suddenly somebody tells you that you're not, so you're all kinds of problems. I want to thank Torah anytime. I want to thank Yosef Yaffe. Yidat Tzadik, he helps me so much. They're heavily involved in the chesreinus. It doesn't bother them. That's what we're here for. But in our world, be very careful what you say to people. One zug could send a guy one remark. You know, you don't look like a happy guy. That can kill an elephant. You say that to somebody. But you gotta go because his self-image is the main issue of the times. How's your self-image doing? Your self-image is your whole, every day you have to reassess your self-image. No, I am great, even though there are 1,000 voices. Someone just came over to me today with that. He looks at himself like a loser. He keeps losing jobs. He keeps losing this. He views himself as an official loser. A lot of people like that. A lot of people spend their lives looking for money. We need money. We need money. Because they heard that at home. It's coming out of their ears. They wouldn't feel right if they all had the money. How you doing, sweetie? Good to see you. So we need money. We need money. It's a mo that sits there for dairis. And it's kind of shvisa. And the guy, that's light, needing money. And my father used to kvetch about it. My mother used to kvetch. Don't. Let's do the matzah. Sometimes they try to rebel, but whatever. That's what it's. A person's mode. If his father wasn't so successful, he might look at himself like that. You have to work on your self-image and build it up. I had a self-image 10 years ago that I'm old. You know who did that to me? I got on the bus in Eretz Yisrael, and I was about to. Get them, they say, Ragil? They ask me before they give a ticket. Ragil, I says, what's that? Ata Atik? You know, an old guy, they give him, so I says, what is it? It means you're over age, you're one of those. As soon as they told me that, I felt like I aged. My mom, they suggest, watch out, you gotta go to war against all the, someone said, you know, you don't look like a happy guy. You can kill somebody with those words. But you have to go to war. And you have to say, I happen to be the happiest guy in town. You have to say it and believe it, even if it's not true. It's a war. Don't let anybody chepper with your self-image. They'll chepper you. And they'll kill you if you take them serious. Everybody takes negative stuff serious. Positive stuff. My wife once told me something that saved me big time. She doesn't talk that much, but she said one thing that did wonders for me. She built up my ego till nobody's business. She mamish made a new person out of me. I saw myself in a positive light. I do this with people. And it's always true. Like the guy, there was a major Shalom Bayis problem because he's not warm. And I felt he was warm. I thought that his wife was killing the poor guy. You're not warm. You're not warm. And I said, I think you are. And then Mama saved his life. Focus on what's there and ignore the negative. And sit there and sit there and sit there and chazer it, because your whole life they're going to try to kill you. This guy comes on me today. Every job he goes to, he has trouble. Nothing wrong with you. Something wrong with them. I heard this in Nevada once. I had an issue with, no, they got a problem. That's kinna. You got to write off anytime someone's up, it's kinna. It's kinna. You're fine. They have problems. They're jealous of you. You're the good guy around here. Go around with those positive thoughts about yourself. Never listen. No, people are trying to tear each other apart. First, this Meshuggah doesn't know me anyway. What does he know? I'm a fantastic person. That's the fact. I know the fact. I mean, live with reality. I'm Gevaldik. You got to be in a real world. You can't live in la-la land your whole life and think and start fantasizing like, you know, you're Gevaldik. Face reality. No. Stop this. But I'm not really so good. Oh, stop that. You're up to that madrega. You're going to be busy putting yourself down the rest of your life. Live in a real world. I am Gar Gevaldik. Take a look at my hat. This one doesn't have it. This is the hat that I graduated. Everybody wants to see the inside of my hat. They're all disappointed. There's my name and my number. What happened? I went off to Derech. I went off to Derech. Mandel, what's going on? Rashka Bahag, what's going on? You don't know how powerful that is. You don't know how important. Do it. Everybody should do it. Rashka Bahag. And spell it out. Right? The Hein Ritzon Eloima, Reish Shel Kol B'nei Hagoyla. Anoichi, no, say cotton. Stop that garbage. Anoichi Hagodl. Hagoyla, yeah, cotton. Cotton. What are you doing, cotton? You're cotton enough. You don't have to rub it in. You're not going around feeling like you're nobody. That's the whole problem. So you're going to sign Anoichi Hagodl. If I would write a letter, Anoichi Hagodl, it's... I'm happy to send you a letter. I'm a guddle, you know, the guddle. And this is me. The face reality. You gotta be Lamai Siddiq. You can't live in La La Land the whole life and fool yourself. You have to be Lamai Siddiq. You're Gevaldik. That's the Lamai Siddiq. The world is so verkrumped in another psula that anything negative they call, you gotta be practical. You gotta have the feet on the ground. The people who are negative, they're the ones with the feet on the ground. Somebody who works on being positive, you're not into the real world. Now, Lamaisa, so the truth is you're Gevaldik and stay there and it's not changing, no. But I used to be. No, I used to be. Yetzer hara! You're better now than you ever were. You know how many people I know that are in a constant state of, I'm going down. I used to be good, but now... There was once a top-notch machanas. He was the sweetest, best machanas the world ever saw. And I used to tell him how good he was. And he always got the same answer. He said, when did you hear that? He says, I just heard it. When? A couple of months ago. Yeah, that's... Now it's different already. Now it's different. I went down. I'm serious. Everyone's like that. Now it's different. Now I went down. Don't do that! I went up! No matter what happens, no, party line, I'm what they call a guy with blinders. You ever see a fed with blinders? That's the party line. I'm Gevaldik and I'm staying there. Miyala or Miyokum. No, I'm not changing my mind, wishy-washy. Stick to it. I am Givaldi. You know how many people are working the wrong things? Sit on this. You'll steig much more. Hold from yourself. Forgive yourself. Be generous. Be nice to yourself. What do you so mean? Would you do that to someone else? To be so nasty, whatever he does. Well, now, but now you messed up because you're critical. You're not supposed to be critical. It's not healthy. Now I got to tell you something else. You have to understand other people. Erev Pesach. Beware. You're going to see the guys that good friends of yours, and suddenly, hey, where's the hello? Hey, this guy don't like me no more. He does. It's Erev Pesach, Meshugana. He doesn't mean you. He means his wife, whom he's trying to have a vacation from. You know? Is that you? No. That guy's also not smiling to me. It's Erev Pesach. No one's smiling to nobody. It's fine. You don't have to smile Erev Pesach. It's fine. In fact, you're supposed to go around like a Meshugana. That's Avodas Hazman. To be a little, and any lady who's not screaming, I had people come to me, my wife screams, Erev Pesach, she screams. I says, well, it's also Lashanis B'minig HaMakom. You know, you're not supposed to be Pirish B'natzibah. Which lady isn't screaming Erev Pesach? In fact, a lot of ladies out there, they wouldn't feel right if they didn't scream Erev Pesach. If they wouldn't yell at the other, I'm joking. The ladies are big nushes and cunnies. I'm not starting up with ladies. Anyway, besides, a lady, you know what a lady said about me? This is true. After she said, Rabbi Mandel, I heard that you're Mashiach. And I said, oh, I heard the same thing from a different lady. That's why I avoid, you know, I'm not Dafka want to talk with the ladies. I don't want to hear the next opinion, what they're going to say. I'm joking. But then I said, there are some people that hold on Mashiach's Ezel. I'm Dafka Mashiach. It's okay. And I say, Mashiach's Ezel is plenty chashiv. Either way, it's good. Chaim, Baruch HaTorah Linui, Eliheinu Malcho Olam Shahakin L'Mizrach. Good stuff. Nisa Negalu. Take Rabbi Say. Take. Lahayim. Lahayim, Lahayim. Take Rabotai. I love Sfardim, by the way. It's one of my weaknesses in life. I have a lot of weaknesses, you know? Everybody has their weaknesses. Some guys have weakness for cigarettes. They can't stop smoking. Some people have weaknesses for food. You know, they can't stop eating. People have weakness. Some people can't stop talking. My weaknesses is I love Sfardim. I can't help it. I really am. I love them. I love to see them. Mwah. I eat them all up. When I was in Williamsburg, this is what I did. I mean, I was in Williamsburg. They asked me to come to speak. So I spoke in Pupa Beis Medrash just a week or two ago. When I finished speaking, I told the guys how I felt. I said, look, I'm not joking around with you. I wouldn't say that in English, Chas V'Shalom. You know, when I spoke in Borough Park, they slipped me a paper in the middle of it. Mad Yiddish, please. Yeah, you're going off to Dallas. Yiddish. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. What's back there? I have that from my inner class also. My inner class, I see them. I get on the phone, I say one English word. Zaydi, das nicht geht. What do you want from me? Speak. This is our guy. Oh, that's right. But I'm very happy for them. Very happy to see this. Anyway, I like to see them. I like Sfardim. I even like Yeshiva guys. Them, I like them all. All of them. I really do. In Avardi, they would dafka go after the people you're not so comfortable with. When you ever saw two Avardi is hugging each other, you know, something happened. They're going to be doing that for the rest of their lives, to be sure. And I saw it in my own eyes, the way they do that. That's that thrill in life. I advise everybody to go that way. Have a good time. I had to do things to break my midos. What did I do? I was afraid of people. Petrified. Any guy that looked a little bit chashiv, I was dead. So I forced myself to say shalom. And I wanted to run 5,000 miles away after I gave shalom. And then some other, and I did this to different people those are one of those, the big ones, you know. It could be a gvir, it could be a talmid chacham, it could be the guy that you look at like he's kodesh kodashim, you know, because For whatever reason, I think he's superior to me. You know what I found? This is true. I found some of these guys are more afraid of me than I was afraid of them. You know, the sad face that a lot of guys have, they have this guy, look at him. He looks like he owns the world. Look at him. He's so like, you're a tough guy. You don't know why he's going like this. He looks whatever. He's worrying about his parnassa day and night. He doesn't go around thinking he's better than you. What do you want for the poor guy with a long beard? Leave him alone. He was born like that. The Hashem made him like that. No. He thinks he owns the world. Who said that? He said, or a guy with a big mouth. I met a guy recently who, very boisterous, worse than me. Imagine, that must be pretty bad. Boisterous guy. He was boom, boom, boom. And I suspected this guy's probably very insecure. And that's what he does. And sure enough, I found out later on who he really, there are people that walk around always smiling. I met 10 of them. I counted. 10 people were crazy smilers. I remember when we first got married, my wife mentioned about a certain younger man. Everyone said, he's a smiley guy. You know, some people are always smiling. I had in my career 10 people, not 9, who are super smilers that told me, you don't chap that I'm depressed? No, I don't. And they, in their mind, they don't even chap. They have a perpetual smile. They don't even appreciate it. They don't even chap. One of these guys has got a big, like, a famous simcha deki, and he told me, Zelba, well, I need to take medication for depression. Oh, really? So, they're all Ramat Yisrael. I once heard him saying in Shmuz, the clowns are the most depressed people around. Anyway, listen to this. Speak about depression.
The
great goose is here. We're going to be flying. The Gula Shleim is around the corner. Amen. Do you know they have a letter here from an Arab? Who saw the letter? There you go. Here he is. Afsi, his name is. He's an Arab. You know, should I read it? I don't want to read it exactly, but he likes me. This Arab likes, he sees me on the, I hope he's, I see, are you listening to me now? See, the Arabs are also listening. Everyone divided. All religions, all faith. The Tata is, his father's a Muslim, his mother's a Christian, whatever, it's a mixed. But the guy doesn't like religion. Why? Because they have too much killing each other, you know, some people. But he says, I have a lot of love, a part of positive energy. But the best thing he likes about me is the way I give over my stuff with a sense of humor. Is that something? He likes my sense of humor. Come to Master Chaimish. An Arab, there he is. Here, you want to know about it? You want to read it? I'll put it in all the next newspapers. Asfi, I'll make you famous. The whole religious community is going to hear about you. Wouldn't that be nice? You look like a nice guy. I like what you wrote about me. I hope you're listening now. He's a nice guy. He said he's a sweet guy. If he likes me, he's for sure from the best.
What are you going to do if he wants to come to the bar? California. He's in California.
Oh. He's in California? Lechaim! Anyway, Rabotai. So watch, Roger. And nowadays, the more crazy it is, the more it's accepted. They're waiting. This guy's not Meshuggah enough. The Olam, he's too boring. And nowadays, to make it in this world, let me give you my tip. It's a pasuk. You want to make it in this world? A bissel Meshuggah. You know, my Rebbe Rav Chaim Halpern once told me about himself, ich bin a bissel Meshuggah. Anyway, but listen to this, my friend of mine, I'm going to call him Beryl. Beryl, this is a true story. You got to understand people. Got to understand your wife. Don't pick on her so much. That's, now you know why all the ladies tune in to me. That's the way I was kind of all of them. I'm sure they're loaded, they're all, because I know what to say. I'm joking. Anyway, understand, and the ladies have to understand the husband too, you know. You gotta understand another person. People don't hop what another person's all about. This is a true story. My friend Beryl.
Hi,
Lechaim, it's between Purim and Pesach. It's great. Let's have a ball. We should be dancing on the tables. Eibishter, you're so wonderful. Eibishter, among other things, you created vodka. That's not a bit. I'm sure that in the Russian world, that's before they thank Kol Nishima Nishima Talakor, they thank for vodka. Vodka's Aleph. You know, there was the Maisi with the partisans. It was a Jewish partisan. He wrote about it. He was in the forest, and he was fighting the Germans, you know. The partisans were Russians. They weren't official soldiers, but they did a job on the Germans. They smashed them, but good. They used to hide, and they sabotaged it. They blew up the trains. They did it. They stared the Germans big time. So, what happened with this? Yeah, there was a commander in charge that the guys were getting out of hand. They're busy drinking vodka. So the Yid tells how this big shot, this Russian, this rather finer mensch, came in to make sure the troops were doing, the partisans were doing their job and making trouble for the Germans. And he comes in and he noticed the guys are busy drinking. So he took a whole barrel of vodka and he dumped it. And he saw these Russian partisans were crying like babies. As they saw the vodka being spilled out, it was shrekla. Lehaim! So anyway, vodka. Amen. This friend of mine, Beryl, he learned in a small yeshiva. And the Beina Machaveri there, whatever happened, happened. But he didn't like a certain younger man. He used to tell me about it. I can't deal with him. He's a meshugana. You know what he does? Does this, does that. Then he goes over my head. Sometimes, I don't know, listening is not so push it. Sometimes you have to know. For a year, he had tahak the terrace with a girl, a person that I knew. And he says, you don't know what a miserable guy this is. You know him, but I have to learn with him and do what he does at me in the middle of learning. And he screams at me and he does this, does that. The end of the year, he spent a year fighting with this guy. The end of the year, Beryl told me, I had no idea what was going on with this younger man. He was on medication for depression. And those were days when there were people around that didn't take medication. Nowadays, I wonder who doesn't take. I don't take. You learn Shabbat Tochen, you don't need it. But otherwise, I don't know anybody who doesn't take medication. I mean, oh, you're not taking Ritalin yet? Oh. Oh, you don't take, what do they call? Mofin? There's another one that's supposed to be Gavaldi. Mofin, what's it called?
The tish.
Yeah, the Yolam is bombarding me. You want to push the tish back? I have to tell my wife not to feed me so much. I'll have room for more chasidim. I have to have more chasidim. They're flooding in. I am flooded over here. Anyway, so he told me after a year, he found out that this fellow that he hated, that he was right of him, was going through a terrible matzav, shalom bayis, something was wrong in his private life. And he had no idea. And he was yelled at me, why are you acting like so crazy? You hated the guy. You're not a mensch, you're this and you're that, and he that. And the kid said he found out the end of the year that the guy was going through a terrible, traumatic experience in his personal life. And he said, I feel so bad that I didn't chop the matzav. He felt so bad that I didn't know. Imagine how people spend a lifetime not understanding another person. Could be your own wife. You know what she's all about. Could be your father, your mother. I know yourself. Oh, the Vardigas are in touch with themselves. It's very kedai. Get to know yourself. You know what I tell people? Get to know yourself. You're out to tear yourself apart. Don't take yourself serious. Don't take yourself seriously. I did this wrong. I did that wrong. Oh, here he goes again. Everything he does is no good. Anybody ever hear that type of stuff? I have friends all over the place. Oh, again, I made a mistake. I'm always saying the wrong thing. People are so insecure and sachmanis. Because Navlana, you know yourself right down. Here I go again. I'm not. That's the Einisha Badoi. What did it say by? Even when he says the truth, I don't believe him. Anything negative, but it's true. Don't give me no, but it's true. Anything negative, you know what the truth is? The Velt says, you want to be a straight guy? Go. Straight, straight, right off the cliff. You'll end up with nothing. Don't be so straight. Rabbi Miller is the first shmooze he heard. You ever hear of the artificial man? It's the best shmooze, Rabbi Miller. The artificial man. You make believe. He did it with me. He spoke to me about somebody we both knew. Wonderful person. Wasn't true. Wonderful person. They told me a story. Am I right? You saw the 8 o'clock? And they were complaining the 8 o'clock were misbehaving. They're wonderful children. I know people had a lot of hatzlacha with this mahalach. You know, I have a certain bracha that I'm not gairus. We shouldn't know certain areas that I have. You give yourself a good brand at everything. Always lie your head off. Always write. I once didn't sleep good at night. Years ago, if I didn't get a full night's sleep, I'm dead the next day. It's over. By hiyayin, I didn't sleep enough. First thing in the morning, I wrote down on a piece of paper, I slept great. I feel like $1 million. A whole day I was a different person. Just by writing it down. Just by writing it down. It affects you. When I felt old about 20 years ago. So I took a pen and paper. I was slowing down. I'm getting younger every day. I did it a few days. And since then, I got a problem the other way. I have to start acting my age a little bit. Slow down a little. You know, you look like a kid. You know, what are you springing so much? So you have no idea. The Alta von der Weyden said, Ven vet ben alt. Ven vet ben alt. He said, I've nished the board. We're just starting now? Not for my beard, the white beard, I wouldn't know I'm old. And he said, it's usher to get old. What kind of usher? You are old. It's usher to get old. It's usher to get sick. I spoke to somebody this morning. Somebody called me up. A younger man calls me up. Dying. Mommy, she was dying. And he says, my whole body, my wife got the message. It was Achmanis. The guy's shreklach. He can't move, can't get out of bed, and he's taking a test, and he's taking this, and he doesn't know what's going to be the result of the test, and he's never chazar achmanis. I got a hold of the guy. I let him have it. Nothing wrong with you. I had a cry with him a little bit also. Boy, it's terrible, but I'm telling you, Kitzur, this afternoon I call him up. New person. By the way, a lot of cases, they never call you back. And when you call them back, they barely hop that they had a Yeshua. We're all like that. You have to be so careful to write all the Yeshuas that go on. You don't hop that you had a Yeshua. You had Mifsin. I had a younger man, his whole family. There was something going on there. They were exposed to some unwanted, not good things. And it was the way he described it to me. I says, watch this. I got a daven for you. And you're going to have a change. I called him up about a couple of weeks after I davened. He was a large family. And the kids were showing, they were going very, very serious problems, one after another. The whole family was falling apart. And he complained again and again. And I says, don't worry, I'll fix them all up. The kids said, what happened? He told me, it's like, I call him up. I lost contact with him. 2 weeks later, I call him up. What's with the family? He sounded very depressed. What's with the family? Any improvement? Yes. They're much better? Oh, yes, I would say much better. All of them? Yeah, just about. They're all... This guy was crying like a baby 2 weeks earlier. Now, if I hadn't called him, I wouldn't even hear about this. He's having a Yeshua. But he has a new problem in his life. That's all he talks about. I have to milk him out of it. Come on, you're out of your shoe. Why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you call me up? Let's celebrate. I kept mentioning him a Yeshua, and it made no sense. I was a Bar Mitzvah. He didn't recognize my Mitzvah either. I didn't like that. I wonder, how does the Eibishter deal with a person who doesn't appreciate so many Mitzvahs? It's so important to be thankful, and thankful to Yitzhara makes you complain for no reason. I had another one. This family, I didn't know. I thought there were three kids that I saved. I saved four. The family was Hashem Yerachem. They all had, this was the one where my gayus got involved. This is the family where the father called me up. Father calls me up. And he tells me he's ice mensch. His wife is going out of her mind. They're going to have to go. The school is on the case of each kid. The children have deep-seated psychological problems. This one is deeply depressed. This one's terrible nervous. This one's bipolar by Shmola, AD this, AD that. They're all messed up, the whole family. And the mother is a basket case till Mashiach. She doesn't have the money to go running around for therapists. Each one needs a different therapist. Each one is an hour here, an hour back. And the gal, they don't have money. In this family, it's a yeshivish family, nothing, they don't live around here, but they're going with sugar, and his wife is splitting headaches. I gave a bracha on the spot. You're having a gantz Yeshua ain't svedrei. I got off the phone, I said, Rabbeinu Shalom, those people, they don't respect me too much. I mentioned that every single chassidus in the universe, I just dug up one or two new ones, but all the famous ones by far, I get phone calls from every Hasidus in the world, in Europe and Eretz Yisrael and America, they all know me. There's one Hasidus, they're all nice, we're friends. This Hasidus, I once heard from one or two of them, a sharp, you know. So in my dimion, people who love COVID are always afraid, you're not my COVID. It probably didn't mean anything. I probably didn't hear it right. But in my dimion, I got criticism. So you got criticism. So I got off the phone and said, hey, mister, show them who I am. I promise you. The next morning, the four kids woke up for the first time. The mother called me up. They woke up not fighting. It was history. And the headache disappeared on the spot. But like a few weeks later, I get another phone call from the father. Well, it's a major turnaround. You can't compare, but it's still very bad, very no problem. Here comes another bracha. No problem. He's still on my machine, by the way. This guy is still on my machine. I didn't erase him yet. I says, you're going to have another Yeshua. This time it's going to be not Shaykh, but I want you to call me. You leave me out, you have a Yeshua, and you walk away like nothing happened. I don't like that. Maybe you send me a check. Let's get Lamaisa. Anyway, he left a message on my machine right after my second bracha. I says, Eibishter, let's keep it moving. I'm serious, that's the way I talk. Eibishter, let's keep, you made them better. I get a phone call, you got here. The father's voice is full of simcha. And he says, it's a happy family. You hear what's going on? Anyway, I had other mitzvahs lately. Now, when it comes to traffic cops, that's my specialty. There it's Lebedik. Once in 3 weeks, I had serious... No. In one week, I had three people going to court cases. One was a neighbor, one was a this and that. I promised them all Gantz Yeshua. Serious problems with diapers, with that. They all had Yeshuas. Because I laugh at these things. That's my nature. I laugh at that stuff. I'm not sort of spoiled with the... With the judge with his, boom, boom, boom. With his robes, who are you? Let's stay stuck up. If you're really not afraid of him, then you have nothing to worry about. If you're really not spoiled from that whole business, nothing could happen. Guess what happened over here? This happened last night. I just got the message. This morning, got another one. Seems that my mitzvahs go in seasons, you know. This is the season for that type of stuff. You're not going to believe this. Somebody assaulted a policeman. All right, is he in for trouble? He assaulted a policeman. He called me up, Rabbi Mendel. He didn't even tell me what it was. I just said, but it's serious. Nothing's going to happen. The next day he calls me up. They let him go scot-free. For whatever reason, they figured it wasn't his fault. He didn't mean it. Potter. Now the other guy, this is today's Mifus. This guy calls me up. What was this, his problem? Yeah. Last night, he said he was using a cell phone in the car. And that's serious stuff. You know that. They were going to give him points and hundreds of dollars. I said, it's garnish begarnish. He comes to me today. For some crazy reason, the cop didn't write anything about it. He said an obstruction. He asked him for $60 in Simon Gazun, no points or nothing. He said, your mifus worked. I have two mifus in a row, and this mahalos and this stuff. What? What? Lahadam!
4 points.
Dusim Barbolim, no points, no nothing. You have to understand. Bris Krusa Lisfasai. If you believe that your words carry weight, if you believe that when you talk, you're babbling. You know, the Amalek American Indian, when he finished making a drasha, he would say, I have spoken. Whatever that means. If I get it. They were considered, I don't know what's true, what's not true, but the Indian chiefs had a certain chiefs. It's possible, by the way. I once met the son of an African king of a small African place. And the son was not Stam, a black guy. He became a Geras. Not a Pashat to mention. A lot of Shivas. And he told me his father wasn't Pashat. He was a straight shooter. He was an Aliyah. You know, it's Chachmah, Bagoyim, Tam, and the child. Anyway. But what was I talking about?
Miss Christmas
Society. Yeah. You hold that your words carry weight. They will carry weight. You hold, I said something positive, it's chala bracha. It has to. I say this all, I say it day and night. And I'm great. And as I say it, I get greater and greater. I had 4 mics in just today. Today was a slow day. I only got 15 calls. Very shvacha day. Where was everybody? Only 15 guys called me. But then I have another 10 guys from yesterday. I still have to call back. They call me day and night. First they call me, the same 15 guys call in the same half hour. Then for an hour nobody calls you. I'm joking. Anyway, so what happened over here? Now I'm going to tell you something. So that sugya, Bli Ein Hara. Now the sugya of Shidduchim, I held, you're not good at it. I have reasons. Anybody knows me, you might have the reasons too. I have don't ask how good I am. All over the place. Punked over here, I held. You know, there was a year, his name is Yonah Landau. He is in charge of getting people to go to, he's in charge of the Kvarim in America. He told me that the Noam Ali Malach is a great spot. Just as your time. For Ruchni Sticky Yeshuas. He told me that a great spot for court cases is Rabbi Yaakov Yosef. You need got a court case? Go to him. Each person has his own. If I'm Admeiv Esser, for me, anything. Anything. With me, you'll have Yeshuas. But I had my weakness. This Shidduchim I held, whatever reason. So here I am. I told myself, what are you doing to yourself? The way you see yourself is that's saying like that. Make believe at least that you're good. So I decided I'm giving Shidduchim. The very next day, I get 2 phone calls. One from Bnei Brak. A woman calls me up, a 24-year-old daughter. She told me in Hebrew she wasn't going nowhere. Right after my bracha, boom, akala. And then a 33-year-old, it's either 30 or 33. 33 sounds better. 33, you'll stick to 33. 33-year-old Hasidish Abacha became a chassan right after I gave him a bracha. The next day. Because I decided I'm good at that. It's simple as that. You know, give yourself a good temple as much as you can. Always give yourself. You have to. It's a lifetime work. If Rabbi Yerucham said that the Musa of the times is Bishvili Nivra Ilam, Bishvili, keep saying it again and again, Bishvili Nivra Ilam. You say it once or twice. No. Say it 10 times. Watch what happens. Say it 20. Ho. I once told my inical. You see, everyone has betachin. Yeah. Why? They said, if they repeated command of Rahman on the top of it 10 times, it does a lot. But if you said that 100 times, boy, are you different. Now, speaking of court cases, this is a yid, one of my, I'm all against my sim from way back. I'm striking, by the way. My sim quadruple. The Yetzirah is going to tell you, you see, didn't work. I have plenty of that. Where it didn't work. This morning I was scared because I had given this guy a bracha a couple of months ago. This is the guy that told me that he doesn't get along. And he has such aggravation in his life. Why? Because he's a top rebbe. And one day a fellow, you know, somebody else on the staff tells him, you know, you waste your time. You're not a serious rebbe. Yeah, I see you talking in the hallways. You're not the real thing. So the guy told me about it. He says, I ran to the principal. I started crying. I says, aren't I a good rabbi? Oh, yes, of course you are. And this guy says, I'm a lady gay. So, Rabbi, I mean, no, what? This is the first time the guy called me. What should I do? I told him, you know what you're going to do? You're going to make a decision right now. I am not sensitive. Bishita. I'm not sensitive. The reason why you're all to doodle is because you know from way back, you have a temple. I'm a sensitive guy. Therefore, my husband, my wife better watch it. And my shviga better watch it. I'm sensitive. Don't talk like that to me. Now, make a decision. You can love me. You can hate me. Go, I don't care. Bishita. What you really are. Nobody knows what you really are. Is in the Vardic, they said, I mentioned a maisekaif biyama. You're a monkey anyway. Whatever you feed, that comes out. You know what happened to Reb Geshen? Because he decided Maisa Kaif. He repeated it thousands of times. Ani kivaselikim litaif. Ani kivaselikim litaif. Hours and hours. They say 3 hours before Shacharis, 3 hours after. It could be 2 hours. But 3 sounds better. And if possible, 2 with him. And he said that's when the Nazis came in. He wasn't scared of nobody. Daily Reb Geshen. The night is yours. Like Haftes, Adar Aleph. Are we hitting it? We're almost there. Reb Geshen Jyotzeit. What's tonight? Chavtetz? Chavches? Shabbos. So we're talking about Reb Geshen. What? Reb Geshen Liebman Chusi Yagan Aleinu. You know what he did to the Reb Geshen? Akleinakait. He was so warm and sweet and edel. He was such a sweetie. There's nothing like him. And he used to laugh. He loved the Vardig. He gave Navarre credit for everything. When the Nazis get kept the guy on my side, there's more empty chairs. Come inside. There's room. Pleasure to have our illustrious Reb Yeshua, Reb Zev. Pleasure to have you. Kept the guy on my side. Pleasure to have. Now, L'chaim. I'm Gershon Lieberman, when he was back in Bialystok, the altar of Navarre's daughter held the altar for Navarik's daughter held that the Ola made fun of him. He got carried away. He did a lot of crazy stuff that no Navarik has did. First of all, he was solid Musa. In fact, his Rebbe once said, there's his Rebbe's picture. Look at that picture. Heilige Mensch. Rebbe Yischusia Ganaleno. That's him. Reb Nissen Putachinsky. Ah, that was Reb Gershon's Rebbe. He was a Baal Ruch HaKadosh, Reb Nissen, Heiliger Reb Nissen. Look at that lifting upon him. Look how happy he looks. Look at the sparkle in his eyes, the simcha of an amoligan of Adige. There's Reb Geshen, Rebbe. Ooh. Anyway, Reb Nissen once said, I have one shtick Teire, the stipler, and I have one shtick Musa, Reb Geshen. Reb Geshen was Kuli Musa. He was extreme into Musa. Anyway, the shmua about him, as far as his learning, there was a shmua, I heard from Shlomo Figa, that he harbored so much on learning that his mind snapped and he couldn't learn anymore. I don't know if it's true or not, but that was the rumor, because he wasn't into learning. Although Rav Dessler writes Rabba Gain, and he did give shiurim, there's a lot of big case going the other direction. You know, plenty how to learn. So, but man, he once told somebody, if you don't open a block tomorrow before you're going to learn Musa for hours, it's not going to last. Oh, yes. You know what he did? He took Steinsaltz. Remember Steinsaltz, the one that's, whatever, the one that's questionable, like an art scroll, you know? Took one of those. Here goes the Rashiv himself. Took one of those, and he brought it into his bed, and he put it in his, and he told me, Ich Shamzach. Embarrassed. He's embarrassed like baloney. He did that because you want the Yalom to say, now Moritz. You know, somebody once shepherded with him. A serious shepherding. It wasn't Pasha. It was a very bitter political Zach. So they asked him how to respond to it. So he told the guy, what's shepherd's there? And I'm Moritz V'ich. Like, an Amoritz like me, you're chaperoning me, I'm a nobody. Like, I'm an Amoritz. That's what he called himself. Anyway, he didn't just play games and knock himself all day. He knew when and where. The kids, so what was I saying? So, Abgeshen, first time I came there, I had the feeling he's looking at me 24/7. His warmth! He was always not smiling, laughing! He was always laughing. His gestalt was a laughing, laughing, laughing. Reb Beiser was the same way. Always laughing. They were all like that. But that's Reb Gershon. That was the body. Always laughing. Always laughing. And the laughter came from the Bitlein Lamhaza. They laughed at the world, how silly everybody is. It's so much fun breaking me this. When he walked in, when he went to Paris, he had a ball. Waiting for the doctor, Alsteigen Sablonis. Not being greatest as doctor, Alsteigen Betochen. Not looking here, Steigen Shmir Seinayim. He was looking. They once saw him walking back and forth in Busser. That's where they lived there in France. And he's running around. He said, Rabbeinu, Mata Machapes. They called him Rabbeinu. What are you looking for? Ani Machapes, Shvirot Amidot. He's looking, give me the opportunity to break my midas. Nevadig is all day long. Break your midas. It's thrilling. It's so much more fun. This guy comes over to me. He's not what he used to be. He used to be careful. He walked in the street. I had a shvaga, schusia ganalenu, remote rafeda, zatal. Never saw a woman in his life. He was a belzachusit. Kids became square. They're very such of a bench. He was a Rebbe in a malamet in Ger. I was once standing by the bus stop near Ger Yeshiva. Every 2 minutes, he wasn't frafrumt. Turn like this, turn like that. Very, he smelled if there's any nashim nearby. Just made a quiet turn, and that was him. He was a gewaldig. And this guy, not bad, he holds his own. I mean, he's not my shvager, this fellow, but he... But yeah, Yaimi fell... Mandel, I'm not the same. And I got a little bit Makel here, Makel there. I told him like this, listen to me. Forget it. You make a Kabbalah. I can't make Kabbalahs that I can last it. You're going out for an hour to go shopping. That hour, you're going to be your old self. Afterwards, go do it. But that hour. He came back. He was a new person. He felt so uplifted. The simcha of breaking in me this is so phenomenal. And Navadigas keep talking about breaking me this. Enjoy. Have fun. In America, have fun. They show you a steak. And before you turn around, America has, all they talk about is food. Either eating it or dieting from it. But either way, it's food is what they're all about. Now this... In Navardic, all they talk about is breaking midas, breaking midas, breaking midas. The best thing in the world. Go against your ruts and you live longer and healthier and happier. The shmur about Reb Gershon is, He went to the Nazis. He could have gone to the Russians. Why? Because he was so used to doing the opposite of what he wanted to do that he automatically went to the Germans. Stelzefar, he was a malachli kim. He fought on the Germans. He built the yeshiva right inside the Kovna ghetto. Vilna ghetto? I think it's the Vilna ghetto. He built the yeshiva with 40 bachrim. A yeshiva in the Nazis. The shmur was the Nazis allowed him. If they caught you walking in the street, they'd hack you up. They torture you to death. Any Jew. And he walked around. And he built the yeshiva. Right here. In the middle of the Nazis. I'm not curious, you guys. Middle of everything. He built the yeshiva. And you know somebody, Rav Gervitz, became an avodah through that yeshiva. In the middle of the ghetto. And in the middle of the war, he was in a concentration camp. He was in the barracks. Every night, he used to poke the guy next to him. You didn't learn anything today. Learn, you can talk about learning. I can't breathe. You know what they went through? The Nazis worked them to the bone. By the way, he wouldn't go to work for them. And the shmur was, he said, I don't work for them. No, sir. I fought them on. I work for Hashem. Work for those who show him? No way. Or Kapo heard it. Or guess who wasn't careful? He may even have Dafka said it in front of the Kapo. He could go like this, by the way. That's an Avardiga thing. They fought you on. And he said, yeah, no problem. The capo goes over, eyewitnesses saw. The capos were Yiddish Yerushalayim. They weren't from usually. They would tell on a fellow Jew, they'd get more food. They were desperate. So they did these nasty things. They were massed on the brothers. It was terrible. And he went to Masa and Rabbi Gershon. He goes into the commander's office, the big shot's office, the Nazi in charge, to tell. And he said, I'm going to tell the superior officer what you just told me now, that you don't plan to work for these Germans. I'm going to tell him that. They're going to do a job on you. They'll put you in your place for good. And Regeshen wasn't scared of nobody. Nobody. And he goes in. And this is the way people saw it. He opened up his mouth to talk. And the guy on top says, suddenly got a whim. He says, as soon as he opened his mouth, took out the gun, he shot him into the mouth. Killed him on the spot. Then Regeshen said, I'm not eating his food. It wasn't the kashrus. And he was going to starve to death. So an elderly Jewish woman popped up in that camp, who was known to be a great cook, and the Nazis got a hold of her. Nothing like a Yiddish babi to cook good stuff. And she cooked. And for the Nazis, she had to. She found out about Rav Gershon. She started making him salads. And his food, his piece of bread, there were lines where he had a minute. When I eat, I leave over. So in the concentration camp, he left over too. I'm not changing my shittas. They used to kill each other for a piece of bread. And he ate a mashu, put it down. Anybody want? Yeah, they go with sugar. They lined up to get a mashu of his piece of bread. He once had a mice with an apple. By the way, he wasn't known to be a masmid back home. In the concentration camp, he was a masmid. They had to dig a ditch, a hole, to a grave for the. They were going to kill all the Jews. So they took like 50 of the Jews, let's say, and they went towards the grave, towards the fields. They had to spend the whole day digging. Rav Gershon didn't dig nothing. Rav Gershon stood with a mazah, which had Rosh Hashanah Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah Davini. Shana Mishnayos, busy with Shana, with Sukkah, he got these things, and he spent the whole day Chazrin Mishnayos, standing there, refused to pick up a shovel. Everyone else is petrified, the Nazis are watching, and Fafamun, don't bother me, I'm learning. You're getting a masmid, right there. So the Shmur goes, that when the Nazi was usually 20 feet away. So he popped them on. As soon as he got close, he'd pick up a shovel for a minute or two. As soon as he turned around, back to learning. That was Reb Gershon. And as a mice that he himself told me. He himself told me this mice. This is the best story in the world. Unbelievable. The Nativ describes Sheva Binyamin betochen the Hefkadis. You can hear what the Hefkadis is. Ah, Reb Gershon. Hefkadis, he told me the story himself. Now look, in the Vardik, you had to learn. Somebody suffering from kinna issues spent his lifetime with kinna svara. How to conquer that? People, taiva problems, taiva. Learn that day and night. People with kas, you're into that. This person needs lashon hara problems. They spent all their energies there. Now, when a person has yeshurim, they learn musar on yeshurim, not to worry, it's b'nei shemayim. So, mit damol, they're in the middle of the concentration camp, a kapo calls them over. He asks them, are you a rabbi? You're sitting in the barracks. Are you a rabbi? So he says, I'm not a rav. Because you're a rabbi, you're in trouble, you know. He says, no, I have something for you. He gives him a book, which was a likut of all the chazals in the universe on the Maila of Yisurim. Just what he needed. You hear this? So he took it. Now, every morning, they had a lineup, and they lined up every morning, and they counted them. It took hours to count them. They made a mistake. We'll try again. And the people were freezing. It was terrible. You know what they did to them? Maximum. They didn't let them have any collars. They cut no collars and no pockets. They sewed the pockets. So they should freeze, you know. Maximum. Anyway, so they had to stand there. And Reb Ger, what happened to his sefer? He was standing there every morning with his sefer learning. You're out in the open, they'll get you, they'll kill you, they'll take your sefer, you're finished. You know, I'm learning. They caught him, they took a hose, a very oversized hose, and they sprayed him until he fainted, and they took away the sefer. I say, what did you do that for? He told this to me. What did you do that for? You have a sefer, hold it. Every night, you'll be able to use it, you know. Keep it for nighttime. He says, you're right. Oh, but what should I do? This is the lesson. You can't uptail him for them. I couldn't. I loved it so much. I'm stuck with it. Do you know what Hefkeres means? He was not afraid of losing it. That's betochen. I'm not scared about tomorrow. Those are the Aviram afraid about tomorrow. They say, by Yisiru, right? Ben Amon. Tomorrow. Now I heard this from someone else. Rav Gervitz Zatzal told me that Rav Gershon always had a sefer. And he always confiscated it. And he always got another one the next day. Nobody knows how. He said he got these small sefer Torah also. And they took it away. Next day got another one. No one knows how. A person that Madrega, listen, this is a person that when he got into a car, he could tell the driver, don't fill up for gas at Shtusim, and the driver could go on forever. The driver told me the story. A person, and I got to tell you, I'm steiging. I want to tell the whole Olam, my high Madrega. Lately, I'm starting to steig. I'm getting there. This is true, by the way. Where are my keys? I have three sets of car keys. Here's one. This is the one good one that was good. I have two more. I promise you, this is the only one good. I have two more that are not working. I tried 200 times each. All different stick. This is the only one good. I have two more like this. But here I am, I lost this. And I got to go to school. And it's late. I says, Abishta, do me a favor. Maybe I'll try one of the other ones. I put it in. Boom. It worked. And it worked ever after. So then recently I lost that one also. So the third one was sitting in the car. I said, Abishta, you made that one work. How about the other one? Boom. I promise you this is true. I have more stories. Don't worry. I got stories. You know what about Memphis I am? Nobody knows. My greatness. There's no one bigger than me anywhere. I'm gevalim meifus. Me and the Eibishter are like this. I'm very close. I love the Eibishter. This is true. He asked my wife the other day. He says, Eibishter, I'm madly in love with you. I really am. I recommend do it. And beg him for more of that stuff. The only thing worth anything in this world is love Hashem! Love him! You're crazy. Say it. You mean it. Say it. How do you feel if someone tells you he loves you? You'll get better service. Say, I love you, Hashem. Say it. Don't be kind. And he's so delicious. You know what's great about Hashem? I'll tell you. I got to stop soon. But the Elam is so entranced with me. Maybe I'll do it. Another 3 hours, I'll be okay. Yeah. Any extra pillow? Abami, have any pillows for my chaver? I'm joking. Anyway. Schnapps, that's right. We'll give them schnapps. They try to fall asleep. L'chaim. Geshel of Chaim Avram should have a big aliyah in Yeneveld. Should be a melech yoshev for all of us. And he should help us bring back the Vardik, the whole type of Ahadra quickly. Get the Darrell straight and move it. The ghoul is around the corner. Abishad wants more Navardig. The Shevet Levi Mamish, there's nothing like Navardig. What are you talking about? Navardig is Sarab Sashita. You know, it was Navardig in Mordechai. He went on that Shita. He popped everybody. He did his thing. They went, they looked at Mordechai and say, I want to be like him. And they meant it. And they became like him. They were Malachim, these people, Navardig. During the Second World War, the Nazis came in. They found out the news of Bialystok. The Nazis are right outside the door. They're about to come in. They got depressed. Big Ev the Hashem, but that's not easy to hear that. Surah, they knew what the Nazis were all about. So Rav Gersha says, Shabbos, what's with you guys? He jumped up on the table, started dancing and singing. They said it was better than any Sivras Teira. Rav Gersha, he was the star of all Navarni. Rav Aaron Kreiser, all the yeshiva world knew him. They wrote a book, the Maskilim wrote a book about him. He was Reb Gershon. Oh, he was the man that popped the whole world. Reb Gershon, I'll tell you, another Maisa he told me. His father was a Kanoyas, Skvarach Hasid. He went off the Derech Nebuch. He became a Litvak. The kids are. So his father is a Kol Yid. He saw everybody's going off the Derech. Saying, there's a Navardi there. Go to Navardi. He didn't mind. His father was a tight yid. The kids of Ayayim Jabotinsky came to speak. I think it was Jabotinsky himself. One of these big Tiyanim came to speak in the shul. Geshen told me the story. And he comes in and the whole town packed in. He was the greatest speaker in that shire, a world famous. A Zionist, you know, but he was a great speaker. So the whole shul packed in. Everyone was in the process of going off the derech. Rachmana Litzlan. Things were not simple. Navardig were busy saving the show. Take my bitachon with you, Rabbi said. Take as much as you want. They're rolling boxes over there. Anyway, by the way, before I say another word, a woman who gave me $1,000. Yeah, I decided that I'm good with Shidduchim. I told you those two. Okay, now, I got two more of my Mipsim. I was in Williamsburg, and someone slipped me $1,000. He said, if this 28-year-old Williamsburg Bacher becomes a chassan, I mean, here's the money. Let's ask that. So I just got a call last night. Your bracha worked, Mandel. He's a chassan. But then I found out it was already handling. So I don't know if it's one of my major Mipsim. Stop. It's not bad. Then I got another mifus, same day. What was the other mifus? 26-year-old girl. Called up, this lady calls me up. 26-year-old, Yosemala. Ah, my heart went out. I dabbed my head off at Yosemala. A girl, 25. No shidduch in sight. I instructed her neighbor to say nice things about her all day. As soon as she started doing that, it was Hanukkah time, things started moving. There in the race. She got three more neighbors. The lady that's saying nice things about that girl, never, no father, no mother. I don't know the matzah. I forgot the matzah. She is Savetta Kala. They have his mifus. I told the lady, no, it's your mifus. You're also okay. Anyway, but I had another. How did I get into the shidduch business? Yeah, this lady tells me last night Mandel, the one who gave me $1,000. If you wanted to, anybody want to get together with me, if you're going to do something for shidduchim situations, I have money for you. Anybody interested, come over to me. I might do it myself. I'll let you do it. Get on the telephone, 5 minutes a day. There's a lot of, you'll get all over the world overnight like this. And a story, I want to collect stories of inspiring stories of people. This guy's already 30. They all gave up on him, all this and that. And suddenly he's married and suddenly kids. I want those stories and tell every day. I want a new one. And it's, the research of that is worth money, I would say. And maybe you'll say, you know, I will, please get together with me. That's my latest project. I want to get this moving. A deal? Yeah. Now there's a certain issue. You just get in touch with me. We'll see. Get a hold of stories. You can look through books, whatever. Every day we'll have another story. We'll fill them up. We'll inspire all those older singles, and they're all becoming, all getting married. Oh, now. Okay. Who runs this? The woman thing. Who's the lady who runs this? I heard it's a Gewaltige Gesach. Anyway, somebody's in. What did it say about the beginning? About what? I heard this is good stuff, by the way. Chayenu. Yeah, where is the name? There's a certain name that it was given. Okay, I'm not going to keep you. Who? Yeah. Who's that? That's you? You're kidding. You're the sweetest guy that ever lived. So you know what we're talking about. You're great. I want to talk to you. This is good stuff. We'll be in touch, all right? This is beautiful. See, behind your back, I was saying how good this is. I told somebody need a boost, an ego. So the Manchester once told me, don't tell the guy to his face that he's a great guy. Go to someone else and tell him. And the other guy should go to him. You know he told me about you? It was Manchester told me this. So I wasn't planning that. But I did say it behind your back. I didn't know that was you right there. Beautiful stuff. So we'll be in touch. I heard it's very, very... This is... Listen, anything happens, it was my bracha. Don't forget my bracha. I'm not some guy over here. My brachas work. Every time you say it works, it works. It gets even better. Only speak positive about yourself your whole life. It's a matias. Never say I'm no good. Stop that garbage. Never verbalize a negative emotion. I don't remember Rabbi Miller ever putting himself down. The album's ready to go. I think I'm also ready. What?